Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with three fabulous, fun-filled, really actually very wise women today. Becky Brown here.
Hello.
Hey, Becky. And Dr. Alice Benton.
Hi, folks.
Alice. Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, I think we're making history. I mean, I think is this the first time you've had three amazingly brilliant women and you?
So, since you are three amazing women, so what's the problem with men these days? What do you think? What do you think?
It's only an hour show.
What do we need to
I'm
be working
saying,
on?
No, I'm teasing.
No, I think it's women, actually.
<It's>,
no, let me just make a statement here, and please, everyone, just hold on.
Hold your horses.
You know, I think as women, we forget how powerful our words are to men. And they, when we are able to encourage them, we're able to give them an attaboy. And even if there's a challenge in your relationship, when they do something good, pointing that out to them, I mean, you will see their shoulders go back. They will sit higher in their chair. And I think as women, we often don't tell them when they do good things for us. We just kind of expect that that's what they're supposed to do. But they thrive on encouragement. Mm-hmm. So maybe today, think about your guy and think about what it was that he's done within the last 24 to 48 hours to help make your life better. And tell him. Just tell him.
Well, Sherry, and just assure everybody that this isn't a setup, that we didn't talk about this at all. This was off the top of my head. But I want to tell you, it would be really good for every female, and this applies to men too, we're just talking about women here, if you were to do a little tally over a day, how many positive things did you say to that spouse and how many negative things? Now, there are a lot of people that are going to come out and say, well, I didn't really say much at all. But others, you know, you've got a troubled relationship, and there's no book entitled Criticizing Your Way to Deeper Intimacy. that book doesn't exist. You're not going to get there. And so often, I'm just with you. A guy is just dying for some encouragement, some kind of something. And he doesn't get it, and he dies more.
Well, and I think to your point, it is both ways. It is. Yeah. There are women who are struggling for encouragement
from their,
you know, and it's, but isn't that the message, though, is that pay attention to your words. They're very powerful, which is what you started with, Sherry.
And to that point, so even in working with sexual betrayal, which we all do, right, and there's been an incredible wound. You know, I have a 3-wick candle in my office. I buy them every year before Christmas on sale at Bath and Body.
Yeah.
I stock up because they're like under $10. But anyway, so I've got 3 wicks. And oftentimes when they start their recovery process, we want them to have all 3 wicks burning at all times.
Yeah.
And what happens is when we see 1 wick burning, because we've been so hurt, we don't want to mention that because we think if we do that they'll let up the steam. But this is reality. When there's 1 wick burning in that candle, you don't have to have a parade.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. There doesn't have to be fireworks. All you have to do is just acknowledge that wick.
Yeah,
and
so
it,
good.
It makes them have the courage they need to face why they're sexual acting out and all the shame that they know about and the things that they've done as they're bringing it forward to you. So,
well, I feel like, you know, I have to do a disclaimer or something, But I got to tell you, on the other side of this, I have so many men say, Steve, why are you always talking about the problems men have with women? And I have to say, I am a man. I have that qualification, so I can do it. Feel much less comfortable talking about what a woman can do to improve, and you've done that. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton, and Becky Brown. And I want to mention to you that you could join us right here with this brain trust of women, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000.
We would love for you to call us, but also I want to encourage everybody, because you know Steve is so smart, and we've learned so much from Steve over the years. We have launched the Going Deeper podcast. You've heard us talk about the Going Deeper video series that you've been doing on YouTube, so many things. Just the other day I was listening to one where you were talking about depression, and you were talking about it needs to be a research project, that you know we have to be looking at answers. But on the podcast, right now we're featuring the Loser for Life series. And, you know, it's January. That's what we talk about. You know, how do you get those carbs in a row? No, I don't think that's how that works.
Well, was it yesterday or the day before, a lady called in. She did Lose It for Life. She began the process of losing the weight and finally resulted in a loss of 100 pounds. And she's almost at, you know, so the process began. She did it gradually. Mm-hmm. And she's almost at 2 years of keeping the full 100 pounds off.
That's well, you can download that podcast wherever you get your podcast. But the great thing about those Going Deeper podcasts is they're short. So it's not like you're going to have to be, you know, listening for a long time. But you might need to re-listen for a couple of them if you're doing Lose It for Life.
Yeah. So you can watch that at 5 p.m. Eastern time on the YouTube channel. Great place to do that. Now, the title of the book is Lose It for Life. If the title of your book is I Found It Forever, then this could be the book that could change all of that. And it would really, really be a great thing to finally do what everybody promises but very, very few can deliver on, and that is something that could change your life for good forever. I also want to mention this. We've talked about it before. The New Life Journal is our gift of any amount to anybody that gives us a gift of any amount, and it is a directed journal experience. Becky, I think you're the one that kind of edited this and put it together, but I'll just do a little random. I open the page and it says here, on a scale of 1 to 10, I struggle with anxiety. It's got a scale here. And then how do fear and anxiety affect my everyday life? You write that, and then over here it says, I worry the most about. I mean, so it's just, you don't have to come up with stuff. It's right there.
You don't have
there.
To worry or get anxious about a blank page. And that was the whole point having the prompts.
It's a treatment center in a box right there.
Beginning of treatment.
1-800-229-3000. I want to talk with Glenn. Glenn's calling from Virginia Beach. Hi, Glenn. How are you? WPMH is the station. Good to talk to you. How can we help?
Good to talk to you as well. I was just wanted to just share the young lady who was talking about, you know, the words of encouragement for their husbands. And I just shared this little bit of story of what had happened. Women, I think, just don't understand how much power they have with their husband. And I shared earlier with the lady that when we first got married, my wife would talk to her girlfriends about me, about like things that I did for her or thoughtful things that I did for her around the house. And I would come in contact with these women and they'd say, oh, you're Shelly's husband. And I'm like, yes. Oh, we know all about you. You're just a great guy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Awesome.
And so I would go home and I would say to my wife, I said, honey, what are you telling these women? I'm some sort of Superman or something. And she goes, but you are. Aww. And I would go, yes, I am. And I pull my shirt off and I'm like, yes, I am. You know? And you know, I'm telling you, you know, that just by those things, I mean, we've been married now going on 32 years, five kids, 9 grandchildren, 30 years in the military, a lot of deployments. And I'm telling you that she was the epitome of Jesus' love, unconditional love to me. She walked that thing out. no one can hurt a guy like his wife or his mom.
No question.
Your dad can hurt you,
yep.
but no one can hurt you like your wife or your mom. But in the same thing, there's no one that can build you up or empower a guy like his wife, because every guy, even if they're messing up, really wants to be a good husband. So
I think that's true. And I would say this, though. Some guys, though, they do cross this line, whether it's like sexual addiction or whatever, and they really don't want to please them. They're in survival mode, and they want to blame the wife, all that kind of stuff. But, Glenn, here's the cool thing. I think you're an encouragement to a lot of women to do this today. I don't suspect. I mean, you're a great guy. You. I'm really glad that she acknowledged that. But you probably weren't the perfect guy. But what stands out isn't the things that you did wrong, but it was the praise that you got. Now, I have to tell you, last Thursday, Misty, were we on last Thursday or Thursday before on Life Recovery Today on
the
intimacy?
Thursday before, I think.
Thursday before, we did a show on intimacy, sexual intimacy, from our book, The Mediterranean Love Plan. And she says on this video that it is better today than it's ever been. She was praising me with that whole area there. It's even hard for me to talk about. But, you know, we started our marriage, and that was the biggest disaster in our marriage. Well, I got to tell you, I am bumping into doors now because I'm so tall from her having said this, and it's recorded. So I just believe that when you do find something honorable or praiseworthy or positive, it brings more of that along. Mm-hmm. And we have done the research. When you criticize the person, no matter what they say to you, they inside are thinking no. They start to defend their ground. They start proving to themselves inside why you are wrong in most every case. And so you end up with less change than when you free a person to be themselves. Now, here's what I'm going to do, Glenn. I'm going to send you, I'm grateful you called, I'll send you the Every Man's Bible. And I just got word from the publisher last month that the sales of that Bible since COVID were up 75%. They're now up 100%. It's the best-selling men's study Bible. And if you want one of them for somebody you love or you, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But Glenn has made a great point. Sherry got us started on this, and it goes both ways. If you're a man, find the things that you can compliment her for and build her up in. And if you're a woman, do the same. I tell you, I try every day to have about 3 positive things that I say to my wife. And, you know, that doesn't change everything. That doesn't revolutionize everything. But I'm going to tell you something. It sure doesn't hurt the way finding 3 things to criticize somebody does. Let's go to London. I mean, that's his name. He's in Miami. He's not in England. Sirius XM, he listens to Channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. London, how are you?
Hello. I am here. So I am wondering how I might just be able to better help my children, who we're all victims of abuse. Even though we separated, they're still affects, and I hope they don't have, you know, impacting lifelong effects.
They do. So let's talk about, since you separated, what is still going on between you and him and the children and him? And then I'll turn it over to these women.
Thank you. So we are in an active divorce. He's, you know, pretty much dragging me to court about every little thing, trying to abuse me in the legal system. Because of the police coming out to our home many times, if I have a pizza delivered, they run to me for help, you know. And I definitely, I respond letting them know that they are perfectly okay with being afraid, but I just want to be able to help them. And because of the divorce, our state will try to divide time, but because he's abusive, I don't want that to occur because, you know, he'll hurt our children, even physically, you know.
Okay. So how can we help you? I mean, you have to have an attorney to take care of that access to an abusive person situation. Do you have an attorney?
Yes, I do. And there's order of protection as well because, you know, even though I'm not the abuser, he pretends that he's the victim. So I have an order of protection against him, and he has one against me. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is a classic case from an abuser. So he's pretending to be the victim. And my attorney is trying to ask.
London, how old are your children, and how many do you have?
Sure. There's the girl she's 11, and the boy, he's 6.
Okay.
And London, do you have your children in therapy?
And that was my next question. Along with the school counselors and social work, you know, from the school, I'm just wondering, is that the best option right now? I was going to talk to a psychologist to maybe question them if we should be in counseling.
London, I think in your hope that it won't affect them lifelong, it might be hard to face the reality that Steve pointed out, that it has so deeply affected them. And of course, you know that. But I think some of us parents, we can be hesitant to face this head on in the hope that maybe if I don't bring it up too much, maybe if I don't point it out, maybe they'll do better if I'm not talking about it or not taking them to a therapist. Does that ring true for you sometimes?
Yes, I did have the therapy, but COVID kind of interrupted that. They did have the therapy in COVID because the clinical, you know, therapists, they don't want to see the children online on that screen. They say that it's better in person. And so it's kind of like in limbo right now. We're waiting to hear back to see when the in-person will resume.
I want to light your fire that you don't wait to hear back, but
Amen.
That you make this a top priority. The abuse and the police coming so many times, it has been so apparent. And as you know, kids are very wise to what's going on in their environment. Even if they don't know exactly, they have a sense of it. Therapy should be a top priority for you to make sure your kids are seeing a therapist. And if their previous therapist isn't comfortable seeing them online, continue looking. Most of us have gone online, and we will do child therapy online as well.
Yeah, of course, okay. In person is better, but worse is no one to say, okay, tell me, you know, how you feeling, right. and what we could do to... Sherry, you have some insight here you want to share with us?
I'm still kind of wallowing in the wisdom of Glenn, and let me tell you what he said. And I, London, did you hear him when he said, you know, no one can build you up more than a mom or wife, or no one can break you down more than that. And you have a situation where a father has been incredibly, you know, abusive. And I think the number one impact on kids when there's abuse like this is their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So did you hear Glenn when his wife was saying, yeah, you are like Superman? He's like, yes, I am. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to start watching your 11-year-old daughter. And I want you to point out, to be very mindful and point out things that are real, that are strengths of hers. And I want you to do exactly the same with your son, because they need some words of affirmation that are real. Now, that doesn't mean, I think sometimes as parents we think, you know, you want to give your kid the trophy. Yeah, you're just a great kid. Be more specific. Like, you know what? I just watched you pick up that thing for your brother, and I want to say how kind you are. You care about people. Or when you see your son and he's, you know, got up and he comes and gives you a hug, you can say, I just love you so much. You're so affectionate. I just love your hugs. You'll see his shoulders go back, just like Glenn. And your daughter will do the same. But that is building into their self-esteem, the self-esteem that's been broken down in the abuse. You can build it back up.
I love that, Sherry, because you're going to start a new story. You have been stuck in the story of defense and alert and alarm. And while that's still going on, we got to start a new story that they are loved, they're going to be taken care of, and we're going to figure it out.
That's right. Okay, hold on. I'll give you a little more insight here right when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you know it's time to get a counselor, call us. If you want to join the program, 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton, and Becky Brown, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk with you. We're going to be in the studio with this brain trust for literally another hour and a half, and you could be part of all of that. By the way, if you're having a hard time figuring out how to get the program, you can watch it on YouTube. You can get the New Life app, which is probably the easiest way to do it. There's a podcast. You go to the website, newlife.com. We're everywhere. Everywhere you can find it.
Share it and like it and review it so that your other friends can get a New Life as well.
The YouTube channel is New Life Live. The New Life, because there are 3,000 churches called New Life Church.
At least.
But we beat them to 1-800-NEW-LIFE and newlife.com.
It was a fair fight.
That is true. All right. Let's go to Mary. Reading, Pennsylvania. Another great station. WBYN. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi. I'm okay.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
You're just okay?
That's why she's calling.
Let's change
that. I'm just okay.
Yeah. All right.
It's okay.
How could we help you?
So I've been really struggling with anxiety a lot. I worked for a Christian organization for over 20 years. I wrote a program for that organization, and I became a whistleblower on a new executive director that came in. And as a result, my program was threatened and then would ultimately shut down.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that was about 2 years ago. I'm still struggling a lot. Having a problem sleeping. Just constant, intrusive, fearful thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
As most people, you know, I'm a Christian, and as most Christians would do, I prayed, you know, when I heard that this was on the horizon and when he threatened me. You know, I prayed, you know, and I fasted, and I was like, Lord, please don't let this happen. And he let it happen, you know. So now it's kind of like I have all this anxiety, you know, like, wow, if that happens, what's going to happen next? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wake up with anxiety, and I'm just anxious all day. I literally have tremors. My legs feel like jello.
Mary. It must seem like God completely abandoned you. Here you are dedicating your life and your ministry and putting yourself on the line when you saw something wrong taking place. And you have been punished for doing the right thing.
Or you feel like you're punished.
Where does that leave you with God? I hear the tears in your voice.
I want to trust them. I know I'm supposed to trust them, you know. But, you know, it's like, okay, if you let this happen to me or you allow this, then I don't know what to expect from you next. What are you going to let happen to me now?
You know, Mary, it's heartbreaking. It reminds me today in devotions, we were talking about Joseph and the story of Joseph and how many times he had a similar experience where, he was thrown in the pit by his brothers and then he was thrown in jail by the king of Egypt or whoever it was. I think it was the king of Egypt. But, the end of that story was that God redeemed his life. And while your anxiety can also be being created within your body itself, there's a couple of different things that you need to address in the healing process. You're still in shock.
Yeah.
You're still in shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. But who are you talking to about this horrific way that you feel every day and the loss of sleep and all of that? Who is the person you go to?
Well, I did have, my supervisor just walked in. I did have a therapist that I was working with, and I just felt like she wasn't really getting to the root of it. Like, she just was, like, kind of being more of, like, a life coach, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a, one of those... Yeah, this is one of those situations where I think you really need a good Christian counselor, because you're dealing with some expectations of God that are just the opposite of what God has for us. You know, God says, don't be surprised when you encounter, and it's called fiery trials, not don't be surprised when life gets a little inconvenient. Mm-hmm. And so all of this can work for you, or it can destroy you. Mm-hmm. Either way, it can refine or define, and we want it to refine you. And the thing is, you know, the Bible says God will wipe away every tear, not God will prevent anything that would cause tears. So there's no inconsistency between God's word, what happened with you, and how we know God to be. But I really think you've got an opportunity here to have the real, live, down-to-earth relationship of faith and trust in God. And you said, you know, if this happened to me, what could happen next? Well, let me tell you what might happen next. Nothing might happen next. But also, something could happen next. And that's why, in Healing is a Choice, I talk about the most healing thing we can do is risk. Because we start to think, I've got to keep myself safe. I can't let anything happen to me again. So no dating, no trying to get a great job again. And that's not what we want for you. Now, when we come back, I'll let Sherry and Alice and Becky give you a little more insight here on where to go from here. I'm so glad you called, because you seem like such a bright and wonderful woman. It would be sad for you to be shut down over the abuse of another person that you were courageous enough to call out. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking here with Mary. And, you know, Mary is proof of what I say, that the only place where it's fair is where pigs win ribbons. That's fair. But life is unfair. You have courage, and you do the right thing, and then you pay for it, the consequences. Alice, you had something, and then we'll go to Sherry. What are you thinking?
Mary, I give you permission to still be a mess over this.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be.
Sister, I think that to be able to move out of it, you have to accept that you do still feel like a mess and that you don't fully know what to do yet. And even to admit so openly that you don't trust God right now. And you're not seeing the proof yet to be able to trust him again. You've been hurt so deeply, but you're trying to move yourself too quickly out of this process. And so it's bypassing the healing that you need.
And I want to bring, kind of build on what Alice said. When I was a little girl, my dad, I lived in Arizona, and my dad would have us pick weeds every Saturday. We'd get a penny per weed. And there were these weeds that were called bullheads. They hurt your feet when you step on them. And so we got ice cream cones if we picked 15. You know, we used to go and get 3 scoops of ice cream. Well, one day I was being a little lazy, and I decided to go pick weeds, and there was one, and I pulled it like halfway out, and I went and put it in front of my dad, and he was counting 1, 2, 3, and then he saw the one that was halfway out, like half of the root, and he said, I can't pay you for this. And I'm like, why, Dad? He goes, because it's going to grow back. When you said that you felt like the therapist wasn't getting to the root of it, I'm proud of you, because you know there's something deeper and you want to get to that. When you had that trauma event, the way our brain works, it wires in a negative belief about ourselves. It's like Velcro, bad, ugly Velcro that sticks a lie to us. And I think you've got two. I think you've got one that's I'm in danger. And I think the other one you have is I can't trust anyone, including God.
Yes.
Now, when I work with people and do EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, we're working on changing those beliefs. Our cognitive behavioral therapy works changing beliefs. The opposite of that is, what would be the opposite of I'm in danger? Can you think about it?
I'm safe.
I no longer work at that organization. What a wackadoodle boss I had. And I am safe. That is what your heart and your mind need to be focusing on, because it's true. Now let's go to the other sticky wicket, the other root, the negative belief that I can't trust anyone, including God. What would be the opposite of that?
I can trust God.
Yeah. I can choose whom to trust, including God. Just because this boss was untrustworthy, there are a lot of good, trustworthy people in the world, and you just happen to call a bad egg out. But when you start looking for trustworthy people, you called us today. Hey, we're trustworthy. We love you, and we want to help you heal. So that's the direction you need to move in moving your mind and changing your mind around the trauma that occurred.
I spoke with someone today, and she was like, well, you just need deliverance because you have demons, because you can't sleep and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I've never been in this situation before. And I've had so many people say to me, we've never seen you like this, because I've been a leader for years in the Christian church. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And everybody's like, well, what's wrong with you?
Okay.
You know the word. Like,
so
get it together.
Let me say this. A lot of people want to demonize what's going on in our brain and our mind. If your brain is believing I'm in danger and I can't trust anyone, you're going to sleep with your eyes open, girl. So getting grounded in truth, I promise you, once you get to the place that you can honestly believe that I'm safe and I can choose whom to trust, your sleep will start being restored.
Mm-hmm.
You're changing your mind. The Apostle Paul said, we've got to change our mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to do two things. One, I want you to get a copy of Healing is a Choice. There is a great chapter there, I think, that you'll like, on risk. I think there's another great chapter on just the need to grieve what we've lost here. And you've lost security, you've lost a job, all sorts of things. And I'm going to send you the Restoration Bible, a free copy of this Bible that has a great little plan for restoring what has been destroyed. I'm so glad that you called. Hold on, we'll get the information there. You know, there's no reason for anybody to ever struggle like this by yourself. We can help you, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There are people there. They woke up this morning. They got dressed to come to work to save somebody from going through a miserable day, month, year alone. And that could be you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Speaking of miserable, one of the people that has taken away all my misery, he's taken away my misery,
okay,
Larry Sonnenberg is in
save.
The studio.
Yes.
Larry, how you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Steve. Got
good.
A couple things I want to read to you as I can. I love this one. A lady sent a donation. She said, I was sitting here paying my bills and listening to New Life. I was going to stop giving to New Life this month, but then Larry was reading a letter. So here I am. Be blessed as you bless others. I don't know what letter I was reading, but I want to read you one that I might have been reading.
Okay.
After attending Every Man's Battle, my husband begged me to listen to New Life Live. I was insulted. After all, he was the one with the problem. I started listening to the CDs, then started listening to the radio show on my phone. I was soaking up New Life like a sponge, learning stuff about life I should have been taught as a child. After attending Restore, I got answers, directions, and gained a support group of sisters that love God and me. I gained freedom and assurance that with God's help, time and a lot of work, my husband and I will be all right. With God's help and the tools that New Life offers, we truly do have a new life before us. Folks, that's why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, these folks, life's different. And you know, so often we say it's the wife that calls to get the guy to every man's battle. Well, I love this one because it was the man that begged his wife to listen to us on radio.
Yeah.
But people, that's what happens at New Life. God's Spirit is working here. Mm-hmm. And God's hand is on this ministry. It's been so evident through 2020. And we just need you to help continue it. God works through people, and you're one of the people he wants to work through. So if you would make a gift to New Life, we've got that great journal for you.
We do.
And I can't thank you enough for those of you who've been giving.
Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Not only does Larry talk about our needs to have resources coming in and gifts, but he directs this ministry, and we really do everything we can to make the most of every single gift that comes in. And you just don't ever have to worry about waste happening with the gift to New Life. We put it right back into helping other people. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Denise from Montrose, California. Hi, Denise. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm fine, thank you. I was actually trying to call in yesterday because I was getting gas, and I said, oh, I think I have some insight into an answer. And then I realized it was a pre-recorded program, so I thought I might try today.
Okay.
You were discussing cremation versus burial.
Yes, that's right.
And I have words that I'm standing on when I give you this information.
Let's hear.
I read the dictionary.
Yeah.
And you will actually find ashes to ashes under the word molder, M-O-U-L-D, and it's on page 1861 and 1860, actually, in the compact edition of the Oxford English Dictionary.
Okay,
and
thank you.
And it actually gives you a couple of different definitions, one being... it says earth of the grave, and it gives ashes to ashes, and it follows it up with a colon that says burial.
Okay.
Next line in context, it says of the body. It says reference to clothes of the body.
Okay, so tell me what you're deriving from looking at the dictionary.
The dictionary is, to me, a reshuffling of the Bible, is it not?
No.
The words that we have inside the Bible, well, yes, because
order. No. All truth is from God, but there is no divine inspiration to the editors of any particular dictionary. If you will search the scripture, you will find there is no prohibition against cremation. Now, some people over the years, centuries ago, would say, I'm going to be cremated because I don't believe in the resurrection of the body. But that has nothing to do with whether the Bible says cremation is good or bad. And in fact, we gave the situation of people that get incinerated in an aircraft wreck or something like that. But also, the body decomposes to dust or ash or whatever. And so, really, there's still going to be a resurrection, even for the cremated.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, of course, cremation is controversial. What I'd like to see is us focus on transformation while we're alive, not cremation after we're dead. Because anybody today can say, I'm going to take that first step toward transformation. Mm-hmm. What is that first step? It's humbling ourselves and saying, you know what, I think there's a new strategy that I could find if I would reach out and get some help. And if you want us to help you with getting that help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number. Alice.
I just want to celebrate something. And I want to thank you, Denise, for calling. That we have listeners like you who pay such close attention to what is said. You mull it over, you think about it, and you call us back. Mm-hmm. And you even challenge us if you think that we're wrong. We appreciate that. Thank you for being that kind of a listener for us, Denise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I said this before. We never assume we're right on everything. We're always, we get feedback, we get emails and things, and we're always looking at what it is we say. Sometimes we don't even know that something might be questionable until somebody says, hey, what did you mean by that? And then we go and try to find the true truth. Let's go to Shirley from Holbrook, Arizona. KNLB is the station. And if you want to join us, we're going to be in the studio another hour and 15 minutes. You can call us at 1-800-229-3000. Shirley, how are you today?
Hey, they're at apartment clear.
Okay. Well, how could we help you?
I have two things I want to ask about. And one is because I heard on a program about a week ago, and this gentleman had called, and one of the things he was mentioning was that his wife had been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all didn't poo-poo the idea. And so I was hoping that you wouldn't poo-poo and say it doesn't happen for what I got going on, and that is dissociative identity mm-hmm. disorder. They used to call it multiples.
Yeah.
And so we have some parts that have been listing now and then and leaning kind of to investigate, like Jesus and stuff. And then there's a whole bunch of other ones that are saying, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. And we are able to really relate to the Lady Mary who was on. It's like she sounds like us. And so that's one thing, is how does a multiple deal with this? Do you have to get all the parts healed before you can get integrated or come to the do they come to Jesus thing? Or do one part at a time.
Okay.
And
well,
then
let's
the
start.
Other piece of the
well, hold on just a second. Let's answer that first for you, and we'll start with Alice here.
Shirley, I want you to know that I know and I believe. I have worked with folks with multiple personality disorder, and I know that you have been through trauma, and I know that the splits that have taken place within you were a survival technique for the trauma, and it wasn't something mm-hmm. that you had control over. And I'm so proud of you that you're seeking out answers and information now. You are so brave to call and acknowledge this here on the air. That the key to the help that you need is getting the deeper inner healing for the trauma that you have been through. And it has to happen with a safe person in a safe environment where you can do like what you're doing with us, where you can reveal the splits, the different thoughts, the conflict within you. And when that is brought into acceptance and healing and a loving, nurturing relationship, and you allow Jesus to come in and meet you there, ah, surely he knows all the parts of you and he loves all of them. And he does want full healing for you. Absolutely, there's answer and a pathway forward to it. Yes.
Cherry, what are you thinking here about what Alice has said and what Shirley has brought to the table? I mean, this is one of those very severe situations, and we want to be helpful to her.
I'm agreeing with Alice. Mm-hmm. Mary, Shirley, you have a beautiful village on the inside. And it wasn't until I started working also, like Dr. Alice, with folks with the DID, you know, and understanding the incredible trauma, that I began doing the trauma work and even EMDR with the parts involved, like internal family systems is another thing that I use with the parts, so that they can begin to see each other, talk to each other, and ultimately trust you. And many of them do trust Jesus. And when I have seen this happen on the inside, it's like that person becomes unified and whole and more at peace with themselves. They are calmer. They begin to rest. They aren't so anxious. But you're exactly right. It starts with not poo-pooing it. It starts with believing that you have a beautiful village on the inside that just needs
it's
to be
not
healed.
Beautiful.
Well, you're right. It's there's some of them that are angry. There's some of them that are angry.
Oh, yeah, we have great.
I understand.
Have great.
But even.
Most of them are like bitter and nasty.
Well, but they're scared because they've been really hurt. And some of them don't even trust you because they've been so hurt. No one was there to protect them. So whether they're mad, whether they're frustrated, whether they're scared, whether they're terrified, there's conversations to be had where they can ultimately trust you and Jesus. I know. Yeah. I've seen it. Alice has seen it.
We have.
So the interesting thing, you know, Shirley, whatever the trauma was that started the split is continuing to have its ripple effect, its impact. And I'm hoping that you're working with someone. Are you working with someone about this?
Well, yes. No.
Okay. And a lot of times,
I have local.
Okay,
and we have a telephone one.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot. The reason why I asked that, Shirley, is because a lot of times when we have multiple personalities inside of us, it's very hard to manage getting help on a consistent basis because there's this kind of struggle inside of us. And for the listeners that are hearing Shirley's question that may not have any idea what is going on, this is, you know, our psychological well-being is it's fragile at times. And when we've experienced big trauma, it can cause major damage, and we don't poo-poo it. We do want people to get help.
Well, here's the bottom line: this way of being serves a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for it. It is a way of dealing with something, and at some point you get help, and you start to take the choices that you can take, and you start to take back your life. And like Sherry's saying, you start to see this unification as your faith grows, as you do the work, you start to let go. The certain parts of you aren't needed anymore, become unified. And that's what we want to see for everybody. We wish it was as simple as going up on the stage with a faith healer and having that person touch your forehead and it's all taken care of. We have not found that to be the case. It takes some tough work, and we're going to try to find a therapist that will help you do that.
Yeah.
On February the 6th, we're doing Every Man's Battle. It's online. It'll never be easier to access. And on the weekend of February 13th, 13 and 14, Intimacy in Marriage, come join us for that. We love you. We want to help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But we're going to do another program right now. You can call for help at 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Dr. Sherry, Dr. Alice, Becky Brown. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.